The men of the house spend their time either in the office or the smoking room. These are their sanctuaries. This room was Mr. Pera Turul's office right up to his death. When he was working, no one was allowed in. Neither the service, nor the children, not even his wife. When he was away, we went in to clean, and we had to be careful not to touch anything. Neither the papers, nor the books, nor the documents. Everything had to stay exactly as the master had left it. If he noticed anything out of place, he would shout and swear at us. One day, when I was dusting, the inkpot fell over and stained everything blue. Everything, that is, but me. I stayed white as the driven snow. I couldn't believe it. The inkpot was on that piece of furniture on the right, the one with the green baize top and all the drawers. They had warned me not to touch it. They had said if I did, I would be excommunicated. When the men gather to talk, they go to the smoking room where they light their cigars, drink cognac, talk politics, and sometimes play cards. That's where the men's work ends. The children and the housework are left up to the women. It's the same all over the world, from Sabadell to Timbuktu. Let's move to the bedroom and see what the women do.